WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Chad Robison, topping our report this hour. In case you missed it earlier on our airwaves, if you're struggling to pay some of your housing costs due to COVID, a new program being launched next month could provide you with up to $35,000 in aid to cover missed bills, such as your mortgage and property taxes. Governor Murphy says the Emergency Rescue Mortgage Assistance Program,
this can help protect thousands of homeowners from foreclosures and neighborhoods from being impacted.
Homeowners can start applying for the aid on February 8th. Quite the haul. Roughly 140 vehicle key fobs were recovered in Newark, according to authorities, after being allegedly stolen from a car dealership in Woodbridge. Three people, including a minor, have been arrested. We have all the details, including the repeat offender linked to a string of vehicle thefts last year, on our website, nj1015.com. No more pencils, no more books. The SAT exam moving to a digital format. Administrators saying the shift will boost its relevancy as more colleges make standardized tests optional for admission. Test takers will be allowed to use personal laptops or tablets, but they will still have to sit for the test at a monitored site or school. The format change is scheduled to roll out in the U.S. in 2024. A new bill recently signed by Governor Murphy calls for the establishment of the Jersey Native Plants Program, similar to the concept Jersey Fresh, to help boost consumer knowledge, awareness, and interest in the state's native plants. Karen Walzer, Public Outreach Coordinator at Barnegat Bay Partnership, says native plants are both environmentally and economically beneficial.
When the right native plant is put in the right place, it's going to thrive with minimal care, reducing, even eliminating your need to water or fertilize or use pesticides.
There are over 2,000 native New Jersey plants. NASA says the undersea volcano that erupted near Tonga was hundreds of times more powerful than one of the atomic bombs dropped on Japan in World War II. The volcanic eruption on January 15th took out large amounts of landmass. Scientists think the power of the eruption was between 4 and 18 megatons of TNT. How much snow could be dropping over the Garden State this weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
Jersey Radio.
Listen to the show every day when I get out of work.
New Jersey 101.5.
805. Now New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
We still have an accident in Elizabeth on the southbound side of 1 and 9. Approaching Olive Street, you'll find the right lane out of service. Stick with the turnpike through the area for a better ride. Turnpike, really not a bad ride in the car or truck lanes. The eastern spur of the turnpike, though, that's a little heavy northbound in Ridgefield Park, approaching the Vince Lombardi rest area. So grab the western spur heading north out of Newark. Up and down the parkway, a pretty good ride. 22 eastbound in Union, just east of the parkway. It's pothole repairs. The right lane is out of service. We have a water main break in Rahway on 27. Both ways a little slow near Ross Street. You'll find the left lane out of service each way. Also in East Brunswick, a water main break closes down Ruse Lane eastbound near Route 18. And because of that, the southbound 18 right lane is blocked as you approach Ruse Lane. 73 southbound in Maple Shade, right by High Street. That's emergency construction. The right two lanes are out of service. Traffic every 15 minutes. Your next report at 8:18. I'm Mike Barker on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by the New Jersey Department of Health. COVID-19 vaccine boosters are now available for people 12 and older who've received their primary doses. Protection wanes over time, so find an appointment today at covid19.nj.gov. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:06.
We are the Garden State's wake-up call. Listen to First News with Eric Scott. Weekday mornings at 5:30. AM on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. After today's milder weather, it's right back to colder weather as soon as tonight. Clear to partly cloudy, breezy at times. Low 18 to 22, wind chills in the lower teens overnight. A good deal of sunshine tomorrow with a very cold breeze. High 26 to 30, wind chills generally in the teens. And temperatures dropping well down into the teens tomorrow night, even as low as 10 in outlying areas. We'll stay cold on Thursday. Sunday to partly cloudy, high 28 to 32. Cloudy on Friday, not quite as cold. A little snow in the area, high 34 to 38. Then a significant nor'easter to bring plowable snow, strong winds, and coastal flooding Friday night and on Saturday. This is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Wayne, 31. Princeton, 30. Upper Deerfield, 32. And J1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free mobile app to get breaking news alerts sent to your smartphone.
New Jersey 101.5.